Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
This is brilliant. Wouldn't it be marvelous to live by the sea?
You wouldn't fancy spending every summer with all the grockles, would you?
Lots of people, lots of colour. Brilliant.
Oh, look out. Hold tight.
Oh, look at me.
I do nothing else.
Stop it, you. Well, here's another one.
Oh, quick, my dear.
No, it's...
Brilliant. I know. Come on. Oh. Lovely job.
Tom Berman, I thought you were supposed to be all hairy and outdoor. You're a wimp.
Well, it's just an excuse to get you behind the bike shed. Come here.
Hey, that's enough.
I could do with some breakfast.
That's smutty.
Sorry, O Queen.
And this isn't a bicycle shed, and anyway, I'm not 14 anymore.
Oh, yes. What were you doing behind the sheds at 14?
Waiting to be 16. Stop playing the fool. Come on. Handkerchief, please. Thanks.
God, I hate these things.
Shelters?
No, you don't. Some conferences. They're the pits.
That's sad. I quite care for them. In a practical way.
Come off it, love.
Honestly, only once a year. You think of all the duty speeches, handshaking, and how you're doing you can get through in 4 days.
It's a panto. No wonder we don't put it on ice.
You do. And on the day, everyone loves the principal boy. The rest of the year, mind you, you plot to knife him.
Contrived, sage-managed to perfection.
Of course it is. That's why it's bearable.
Cigarette.
No, thanks. You've become quite disillusioned, haven't you? The deputy chairmanship is not nearly as grand as you thought.
Yeah, I'm not disillusioned, my love. I knew what I was getting into. Charles was at least honest about it.
Really? I wonder what came over him.
Dougal did. He took great delight in telling me I was hired as a flesh presser, cheerleader, and if necessary, fall guy.
But you weren't put off. So it's a bit late to cry.
Well, you won't see any tears from me. I just had enough. As my agent says, it's time to get back to real fiction.
Another book?
She can't get her 10% out of this nonsense.
Did you tell Charles?
Not that.
Well, don't look round, but now's your chance.
Hmm?
Our gallant party chairman's braving the gales and he's heading this way.
But you must have seen him. He said he was going to be here. Here, at this very place.
If Sir Charles said he'd be here, then he will be.
My dear Rose, even I can see he's not...
I didn't say he was. I said...
I know he will be. But when? I'm very busy, believe me.
I wouldn't believe anything else, I'm sure.
Ah, wait a minute. Polly!
I can't stop. I'm just off to the station.
But you just arrived. Something's happened. It's not your father, is it?
What's happened?
That would be most inconvenient.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm picking up Uncle Hen.
Him? Does your father know?
Look, I'm over 21 and he is family. Don't look so horrified. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. Bye.
Wait a minute. Have you seen him? Your father, I mean.
Half an hour ago at breakfast. Listen, try the room.
We have. He's not in his.
Oh, this is too bad.
What do you mean, his? Where's Mummy?
I think she's gone out.
Ah, there you are. What does the doorman say?
He saw him heading for the West Pier about 10 minutes ago.
I mean, aren't they in the same room?
Oh, that's good. No, not this time. He's probably meeting Lady Bannister then, yes?
Really?
Well, they might have said. It's really too bad, you know.
Rose?
Don't worry, Mr. Baxter. I'll tell him you said so as soon as he walks through that door. Why, what, my love?
Oh, never mind. Not now. Let's fly.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you hear what she's doing? Picking up Mary's brother from the station.
Oh, Henry, what's his name?
Colville, yes. What's all that about?
Search me. First I knew about it.
A bit odd, isn't it?
Exactly. I'd have thought the last thing we needed was that tubby MI6 anchorite lurking in conference.
Perhaps he knows something we don't.
Charles?
Hmm.
Well, I wish you were here to let us into the secret.
Truth. It's going to be one of those weeks. Look what the tide's washed up.
Where?
Over there. Reception...
Damn cheek. Who let her in?
She's perfectly entitled to come. Presumably she's here for a newspaper.
Miss Tartan draws. Her reputation's got more to do with page 3 than serious politics.
Perhaps that's why she's here. I'll see you later.
Nasty.
My God. She's not going to talk to her, is she? Has the whole world gone mad?
Probably, Mr. Baxter, probably. Perhaps that's why Miss Tartan, what's it, got off?
Oh,
I must say, I'm not much concerned if you thought it rude or not. Tom's supposed to be trotting around the party faithful, not hiding in some beach hut with you.
It is not a beach hut. It's a very public shelter.
Well, whatever. He was supposed to be in conference, not here.
But there was no need to send him into detention like some naughty schoolboy. You were having a brisk stroll along the farm, nothing more.
Look, Mary, I know you're old friends, but this is not 1930s Biarritz. We're not on a very English holiday. This is a party conference. It is business, not pleasure.
And I needed some fresh air.
I really don't understand you, darling. You know as well as I do that these occasions may be a bit of a chore, but we have a duty here. Why had you forgotten?
How could I? Lady Bannister, please meet Miss So-and-so. Lady Bannister, would you buy a raffle ticket? Lady Bannister, we were wondering if your husband would...
All right, but it's only 4 days.
4 days? Twin sets and pearls. Oh. Put it down to being middle-aged, darling.
You're not.
Rather thinking of you, Charles. Very touchy nowadays.
Don't talk nonsense.
Why not? I'm rather good at it.
What's got into you, darling?
Tom says...
If you'll forgive my saying so, Mary, what Tom Bowman says is somewhat irrelevant at the moment.
That's something else he says.
What?
He feels irrelevant. I think you may soon have an ex-deputy chairman.
Well, perhaps he might have the courtesy to tell me rather than pass messages through you.
Just a casual remark. I'm simply warning you.
I know, Tom. Someone once told me he never drops any casual remark except thank you.
Must have been a woman.
Why so?
A, if it had been a man, you would have said so. B, it reeks of hell hath no fury.
Look, before we go in, promise me one thing. Will you please switch on the smile, be nice to people and...
That's two promises so far. You said one.
And promise me that if you decide to disappear, you'll first let me know.
But Charles, you're the chairman. You're the magician. I'm only the rabbit. Oh, don't look so pained. I promise. Go on. Lead me to the raffle tickets.
There he is. Look at him. He's actually got a porter.
Brill. Must be on special offer at the Railway Museum.
Hi, Uncle Hen.
One of the station masters is near to meet him. Look at that luggage. How long is he staying for?
Oh, just tonight and tomorrow.
You're joking.
Your Uncle Hen changes at least twice a day. You'll get to like him.
Ah, oh, my dear Polly. Such treasure to my eyes.
Oh, it's really lovely to see you. You know Nick, don't you?
Hi. Oh, how nice to see you again. Now, where are we?
Well, the car's just...
Now, Porter, don't go. Our arrangement's not done.
Where are we off to, then?
Well, the car's round the side. I've got mummies.
Oh, dear. The amusing voiture d'enfant.
Right. Came free with six yogurts.
Oh, don't be rotten. It's lovely.
Of course it is, my dear. Of course it is. But a trifle cramped.
There's heaps of room, and you can sit in the front.
And where shall everyone else be?
Seriously. It's magic.
But my baggage will need more than a wand and abracadabra. Now, young man, could you find a cab for my luggage? Take this.
No, it's all right. I've got some dust.
£10 should be sufficient. Doff. Now, off you trot.
Uncle Hen, there is no need, I promise you.
I'm sure you do, Polly. And you, kind sir, would you please accept this?
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much.
Thank you. No, don't run away. Go with my young friend here. Show him where the caps are.
Well, out front, you can't miss them.
Ah, but they may miss him. A man in uniform is worth two in a hurry. Nick, see the backs to this address. There we are. You'll be expected, and then we shall see you later at the hotel.
Right, no problems.
No, I'm sure not. Now, off you go. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, okay.
Indeed. See you then.
See you later.
What a delightful young man. So obliging. Quite clean.
Don't stop teasing. He's really nice.
Oh, and so we're having a party. Excellent. I do so enjoy parties.
Oh, Mummy says you hate them and you usually make excuses when they have them.
Sadly, dear Polly, parties tend to be given by the young. At my age, they tend to be socially engaged.
Well, this is a party, and you're coming.
Should I brought an appropriate gift?
At a bottle? No, this is ours.
No, I was thinking of something perhaps longer lasting. A memento of a happy occasion.
You'll see. It's our secret. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I don't believe it.
Such a forlorn expression. So very
French. Oh, how could they?
Very easily, I'm afraid. They simply slide the apparatus either side of the offending wheel, and then, well, I'm told, click-clamp is the vogue expression amongst its practitioners.
It could work the other way, of course.
You haven't anything to lose. I didn't actually say you were getting a job.
But she believed you did.
Well, possibly. If she writes it in her stinking little column, so what? The PM's hardly going to be persuaded by what she says.
But it might just get some of the bootlickers thinking it's in his mind, and so they'll start dropping hints that it's a good idea.
Well, that was the hope.
Of course, I imagine it is. In his mind, that is.
So you've been telling me for the past 9 months. Perhaps it's time we did something about it.
You think I should have a word with her?
Only if you want to ruin your chances. For some reason, she dislikes you. Probably intensely. I can't think why.
Then why should she help me?
Oh, wake up, Dougal. She's doing nothing of the sort. She's like all line crossers. She needs credibility among her peers. So far, she's nothing more than long legs and a fat salary.
Well, I think she's got a cheek coming here.
It's a free country.
Well, not here it isn't.
Did you see him? He's back.
Ah, at last. Has he seen my speech? Did he say anything?
I don't think so. He's gone up to change. It's a bit damp out there.
But I need to know this morning.
Don't we all?
I've seen it then.
It was in the overnight file.
Oh, so he's read it.
That's another matter.
Why don't you take a copy to his room? Do it now.
I shouldn't have to.
Up to you. Wouldn't have thought there's any hurry. You're not speaking till tomorrow.
That's not the point. I'd planned leaking it in time for the 6 o'clock news this evening.
It's a subtle approach, you know.
When wasn't it?
Oh, all right, Dougal, I'll do it. Although why you're worrying, I really don't know.
You seem to forget, my dear, this is conference. I want them clapping, and I want the bombardier leading them.
So, what did he say then?
Charles never says anything. He talks about duty.
Passed off, were they?
No. You remember when I said they would never understand if I did anything unpredictable?
They still don't know.
Of course not.
Our secret?
Not at all. Mine. Darling Mumsy got into the car and was to have driven straight home like the predictable, boring, menopausal, safe, sociable non-entity she is.
Stop it. You're none of those things.
Of course I am. And when I didn't turn up on time, what happened? They all launched their intellectual lifeboats and wondered what I meant by it. Pathetic.
They are.
Not them. Me. If I had an ounce of originality in me, then they wouldn't have worried. Because I'm everything they think I am, they did.
That doesn't say much for me, does it, my love?
It doesn't concern you.
It does. You're really saying you fancied using me to get at them. There's nothing new in that. Wish you'd told me, that's all.
If I were very bookish, I'd probably say I wish I'd told me.
So now what?
So now we smile and pull up another chair. Huh? It's obviously my morning for looking over your shoulder. Polly, where did you discover this rogue? Henry, what a delightful surprise.
Hello? Hello, it's open. Come in.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'll come back.
Okay, no, you won't. Come in. Sorry, have you been there long?
A few moments.
Sorry, I got soaked, didn't have a hat. I won't be a moment. Coffee on the side if you want it.
Oh, thanks. Shall I pour some for you?
Please.
Black, no sugar?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry to crash in. Rose said you were back.
Right. Went for a walk. Needed some air, you know. Oh, thanks. Cheers. Actually, I don't suppose one says cheers with coffee.
Yes, probably not. Well, cheers anyway.
Especially this. Pretty awful, isn't it?
Not quite disgusting.
Is that for me?
Yes, I'm afraid it's Dougal's speech.
Another one.
Well, you've seen it?
For tomorrow's session? Yes, of course. It was in the file this morning.
Oh, fine. He wanted to know if there were any problems. He has some grand idea to get it talked up before tomorrow.
Cracking idea. I should get young Nick onto it. He's rather good at that sort of thing.
Well, you don't mind?
Not at all. In fact, come to think of it, I've got a couple of points which for the moment are, well, a little confidential. Dougal ought to leak those as well.
Oh, I see.
This evening or first thing in the morning?
Well, that's better coming from you.
So it is.
Well, I'd better go down and tell him.
That's a very pretty frock, if you don't mind my saying so, Kay. New?
Actually, yes.
Thought I hadn't seen it. Very pretty. Suits you.
Thank you, kind sir. Shall we go down?
Yes, very well. But actually, before we do, sit down. I'd rather value your advice on a delicate matter.
I'm afraid the going rate's £100.
Oh, the car's hardly worth that.
I am really sorry, honestly.
It's not your fault.
Well, it is. I thought it'd be safe then. It wasn't in anybody's way.
Sadly, my dear, it was wearing out the yellow lines, so lovingly painted at the ratepayer's expense.
One feels so helpless.
Well, that's sorted. Seems you have to divvy up £100 and then go sit in the little beast until they turn up with a spanner.
Look, Mummy, I'll pay.
No, you won't, darling.
Well, it was my fault.
At your age, you can hardly be blamed for fascism. Besides, I can't afford to lend you £100.
I reckon we should get on with it, whoever's paying. I'll go round there, no problem.
No, Nick will be here in a moment. He can go. We'll be both well.
Such gallantry. So many pressed men volunteered.
Good Lord, Henry.
No, dear heart. Do not sneak up on me like that. I'm far too old for grandmother's footsteps.
It's nice to see you, but...
Well, I've come to the party.
What party?
Uncle Hen's got a friend here, haven't you?
Most certainly.
Polly, where's Dougal?
How should I know?
You work for him. Kay's looking in the main hall. Do you mind scouting in the foyer in the side rooms?
Can't you page him?
One does not page senior members of the party, darling. You should know that.
Our minds are elsewhere at the moment, dear boy. Mary has been clamped.
Actually, what? It was the car, not me.
Oh, right. Polly, would you please?
Don't you care about Mommy's car?
Well, certainly, but at least we know where it is. My immediate concern is Dougal. I don't know where he is, and I need to.
Thank you, Charles.
May I be of moderate assistance, dear boy?
Very kind, old man. No, thank you. Polly?
Yes, all right.
I'll give you a hand, love.
No, I want a word with you, Tom. Can we go up to my room?
Oh, right, you are. Anything special, is it?
When you're ready.
Right, well, lead on, Macduff. See you later, children.
What's all that about?
It's about your father.
Oh, dear.
What's all this about going up to his room? Have you separate rooms?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Why?
He's party chairman this year. He said our room would be like Piccadilly Circus. Separate rooms spare me the constant visitors.
Well, that seems very considerate of the dear boy.
Very convenient, more like.
Ah.
No, Henry. I think one of your oh dears would be more appropriate.
There's a big blast on.
Of course, I quite see that the PM would wish me to leak important policy changes, don't you?
Say anything about number 10. I rather got the impression that it was all his own work.
Charles is very clever, but I have no doubt where the original idea came from. The Bombardier and I have an understanding.
You try to get back into Cabinet, he keeps his foot against the door, yes?
Speculation.
Very funny. Look, if I really can't understand why you hang around. You're far too superior at times.
You make it easy. Now stop being so sensitive and dig out your sense of humour.
Okay, cheers.
I'm not sure I can survive a week of this place with a straight face.
All done then, Chief. I reckon that'll be all over at 6 o'clock.
Excellent. Well done, Nick. I'm glad someone's on the ball.
What was that about speculation?
Some story doing a rounds about Cabinet reshuffle. I thought it was best to say could well be.
Well, the way the dream machine's running, the messengers will be delivering the red boxes before number 10's even made up its mind.
Thought that was the gig. We make up their minds for them.
It doesn't quite work that way, Nick.
Prime ministers have more power than the hangman.
Well, hardly life and death.
On a bad day, it is. No job, no power, no power, no status, no status, no chance.
Of what?
Of power, of course.
Tell me, what's this party we're invited to? It sounds very American.
Well, Paul and I thought we'd have a party.
Is that it?
Yeah, we thought tomorrow morning. Breakfast party.
Come as you are, eh?
What's it for?
Seemed a good idea.
Oh.
Now, don't worry, Chief. We're paying. It's not on expenses.
Oh, that sounds very nice. Of course we'll come, won't we?
Who else have you invited?
Just friends. Family, you two, and, Tom.
Ah, Well, in that case, I have a feeling you may be one short.
It would simply have been good form to tell me, not Mary.
Oh, it's nothing to do with form, my lover. Came out in passing.
With Mary.
That's right.
Not on.
Oh, that's what pokes you, isn't it? The fact that it was Mary.
I think you overrate your personality, Tom. No, not that it was Mary. The fact that you didn't have the decency to come to me, to tell me what was on your mind. We are colleagues, remember?
That depends on your definition. In my book, a colleague, someone on the same team, in the same college of thieves or saints, depending on which way you're playing it.
I prefer somewhere in between. But yes, that's my point, on the same side.
Let's not argue. Just as I said, I reckon I've been taken for a bit of a ride.
Hardly, old man. We made it clear what the job was.
Agreed, but deputy chairman of the party is still deputy chairman, not corporal of the hut.
You've been taken into my confidence.
Every time there was a crappy job to do, so I was. That's not the point. I'm not complaining. Best I wrap my hand, stick to what I know best.
It's your decision. Perhaps it's better we simply let the appointment lapse.
Oh, no, my son, can't do that. Not my style. See, people know me. Expect me to say things. That's why you hired me, yes?
And?
Well, they expect some sort of announcement. I don't want people thinking I couldn't hack it, got the bums rush, now do I?
You want a public statement? That would suggest differences of opinion. Not good.
Who for?
The party.
Party will survive. It's you who's in for the cat.
I hardly think so. I will write the announcement.
Bully for you, but don't forget you hired me in the first place. Way I hear it, the Prime Minister wasn't keen. You insisted. You fouled up. He was right. You cop the blame. Tough luck, my lover.
Frankly, I think he's a disgusting slob. The only time he keeps his hands to himself is when he's looking for his car keys.
You don't have to sell me his good points. The first time I met him, he treated me like an actress looking for night work.
Well, it's up to you.
It's not what I'm here for. The party interviews are done by feature writers.
Fine. I simply thought it might be useful and very amusing.
Depends on your sense of humour. But I can see the irony. We could hardly be more opposite.
No one would question the objectivity, I'm sure.
And it's about time someone took him apart. But again, why me?
Well, you just said it. It's time. Anyway, an interview like that wouldn't hurt you, would it? Look, I'm not suggesting you've something to prove to your editor, but...
If I do this, am I going to owe you one?
Of course. But if I ever collect, you'll want me to. It's that sort of deal, okay?
Maybe.
Well, it is. Room 302.
We'll see. We'll see.
Let's hope so, Miss Cameron. Let's insincerely hope so.
Come on, then. How did it go? Did she buy it?
Well, I think so. But as she said, we'll see, won't we?
So, tell me what you think of young Nick.
An agreeable lad, likeable. Polly clearly shares my sentiment.
So it seems. It's rather a surprise. We know nothing about his family or anything.
Is that anything any longer?
Of course. It's all very well, people saying these things don't matter, but if they're thinking of marrying...
Are they?
Apparently. Well, one should at least have met the parents.
That would be very proper. A few things are. You would not object.
Good Lord, no. I simply don't like surprises.
What does Charles say?
Yes, darling.
What?
That's what he says. All he says. Yes, darling.
Few like surprises, especially in our family. It has always been, thankfully, a sensibly boring family.
Daddy wasn't boring.
He was, and sensibly so. The art is to be boring, perhaps, but never to be bored. Boredom in oneself brings about silliness, even indiscretion.
Am I supposed to know, or simply agree?
I would have thought both.
The answer's no.
To which question?
The one you're trying to ask. Come on, Henry. I'm your sister, for goodness sake.
And the answer's no.
Of course it is. In Polly's jargon, Tom's a wind-up. I'm not. Even if I wanted to be, I haven't the guts to be unfaithful. Ask Charles. He's the expert.
I hope you're convinced now.
Impressed.
You're such a cynic.
Well, I wonder where that comes from. All right, so you've been given a couple of advanced tidbits from the Prime Minister's speech. That doesn't make you Chancellor by Christmas.
I know the signs. I know what's in the back of his mind.
Not very much, if economists are to be believed.
Oh, stop it, Kay. Accept it for what it is. We've successfully leaked my speech with hints that it reflects new thinking.
Which it doesn't.
Well, they don't know that. I get onto breakfast telly, which reminds me, I must get an early night.
Oh, ducky.
That's when I dropped the big hint that the PM is about to make a policy announcement along these lines, okay?
Go on.
All the opposition bluster and bleat because it has to be true. Then we get to the speech, the Bombardier makes the policy change, but at a tangent.
They look foolish. He gets the brownie points, and you? What do you get?
A red box.
Well, as long as it works. Oh, hello. Where have you been hiding?
Hi. Hi, Chief. Had to get the jam jar out of the pound. Anything doing?
Yes, you are. Come with me. I've got a job for you.
I must say, hardly a surprise, is it?
I didn't know. Thought it was all bistro.
You would.
Anyway, here it is. Reads like Sunday school certificate, if you ask me. But that's what Sir Charles wrote.
Yeah, let me see. Invaluable contribution to the party. I need to get back to the distinguished role in publishing. Mm. And I leave the post with regret and our good
wishes. RIDANCE.
Oh, careful, Rose. This is a fan.
Right. He's been magic. Different, but he's done a lot in 6 months.
To whom?
Oh, you want me to give it to him?
No, you've enough to do. Nick, you're his friend. Would you run it up to him? Sir Charles promised him a copy before it was released.
Oh, I don't know where you'll find him. He was here an hour ago. Seems to have vanished.
He'll be in his room. He said he was having a nap before the evening session.
Will that be all right, then?
Absolutely. Off you go. Room 302.
Paul.
Where you been?
Oh, Nick, let's go.
Where?
Just let's, doesn't matter where.
Yeah, I've had it up to here with this place.
What's the matter? Us?
Oh, Christ, no. Oh, don't ask me, okay?
Well, come on, what is it?
People, that's what. People.
And what about our things?
What about them? Come on.
Ah, oh, look at them, Dougal. In such a hurry. It's a fine time.
I wish I were their age.
Then you would not be famous, as indeed you are.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Still, there's something to be said for being 20 again.
Nonsense. Now I may have a hot water bottle in June without being called a wimp.
But you're an eccentric. You can do what you like.
Eccentrics may only do what others like. If they do not, then they're called a nuisance.
Like Tom Bowman.
Like Baron Bowman, indeed.
You've heard he's resigned.
So soon.
It could be difficult. The press will obviously make something of it. And so will he.
A man of pride. A dangerous fellow.
Mind you, I expect Charles will sort it. He always does.
Nick was brilliant. Right on cue. The outer door was open. In he marched. Usual Nick.
He told you this?
Of course, he was very upset.
Go on.
Well, there they were.
They weren't.
Oh, good God, no. From what I gathered, our poor Miss Cameron was about to make tracks before Bowman thought they should be.
Oh, I see.
All Nick saw was a stretch of very long thigh climbing off the sofa and Bowman with his jacket off.
What did he do?
Who, Bowman?
No, Nick.
Well, in his words, had it away on his toes. Well, it worked. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
You look fed up. I shouldn't feel sorry for them.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, come on, Charles. She's a big girl, in more ways than one. And Bowman, shut up. Bragging about his bedroom life is one thing. Disgracing the party is another.
Well, he didn't really.
Oh, we know that.
Excuse me.
I suppose it was right.
Yes, of course it was.
Oh, it's you. Hello, you better come in.
The house featured Julian Glover as Charles, Peter Kelly as Dougal, Isla Blair as Mary, Christopher Benjamin as Henry, Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron, Jane Booker as Kay, Ruth Gemmell as Polly, Sheila Reed as Rose, Julian Dutton as Nick, and Bill Wallace as Tom Bowman. The producer was Neil Cargill.